Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches. Dam Tamimim Medam Balimum. If the blood of a carbon tamim, a wholesome carbon, became mixed in with the blood of a carbon which was found to be a balmum. Yishafech la'ama, the blood mixture should be poured into the stream that runs through the Azara. And the Mefarshim explained that even Rabbi Eliezer would agree over here, because although in the last Mishnah we were discussing where you have kosher blood with non-kosher blood, and we said we make a gezeira according to Rabbi Eliezer that perhaps you'll use the non-kosher blood even when it's not batel, over here he's going to agree that it's usher for a different reason, because since there's a prohibition of kol asher mum bo lo sakrivu, that anything that has a mum in it may not be brought into the mizbeach, so by definition if you're bringing this mixture, the person, the coin's being over on that pasuk. Kos bekosas. What if two cups became mixed up? One of the cups had kosher blood in it, and one of the cups had non-kosher blood in it. So Rabbi Eliezer, Aimer Rabbi Eliezer says, Karev koisechad, if one of the cups was already done, was already processed, Yakriv kola koises, you can bring all the rest. And this is a continuation of the concepts we learned earlier in Mishnah Hay, that Rabbi Eliezer over there said, Tolin, that if one was already brought, we can assume that the one was brought was the problematic one, and we can assume that whatever's left over has no problems to it. The Chachamim again disagree, as they did earlier in Mishnah Hay. They disagree over here as well, and they say afilu karvu kulam, even if all of the cups were brought, chutz meyachad mehem, excluding just one of them, yishafech la'ama, they whatever's left needs to be poured into the ama. For the same reason, because a cup of blood is not going to be batel. Now, the Yachin just points out that inherently we have the same machlokas twice. Once is by Mishnah Hay, which is talking about limbs, and over here. The reason is because one may say in Mishnah Hay that since the question is only by the limbs and the actual blood was already brought in the Mizbeach, perhaps the Chachamim would agree over there. So therefore, the Chiddush is in that Mishnah that the Chachamim still disagree with him. And over here, the Chiddush is that although this is the ikkar of the kapara really depends on the proper processing of the blood. One may think that Rabbi Eliezer would hold that it would not be good in this scenario. And therefore, this Mishnah is brought to teach you that he still holds of tolin even in this case. Mishnah Tes. Hanitanin lemato, shenis arvu benitanin lemala. The blood of animals, which is normally sprinkled above the midpoint of the Mizbeach, the Chut HaSikra, which became mixed in with the blood of animals which are put above the Chut HaSikra. So the Bartanura explains, for example, the blood of an Ola, an Asham, a Shlamim, and a Bechar, which are normally brought below the Chut HaSikra, that got mixed in with the blood of a Chatas, which is put above the Chut HaSikra. So what do we do in this case? Rabbi Eliezer, I marry Yitin Lamala. Rabbi Eliezer says, put all of the blood above the Chut HaSikra. V'roye es ha-tachtoinim lamala kilu heimayim. And the Kohen will, in his mind, think that any blood which was supposed to go at the bottom, below the Chut HaSikra, that ends up going on top, is really just water. He doesn't have intent to put it there as an avodah. V'yachzar v'yitin lamata. And then he should again apply the blood below the Chut HaSikra and have the same kavana that any blood which really should not be going below the Chut HaSikra, he's only putting it there as water, not to do an avodah. V'chachamim oimim, but the chachamim say, yishavchu li'ama, the water, the mixture of the blood should be poured into the stream. Why? Because they don't hold that you can use that concept of, well, I consider it like water. The bottom line is, it is the blood of a carbon, and therefore it's problematic to put it in the wrong location. If the person did not ask, and he did put the blood as depicted above and below the Chut HaSikra, kosher, the blood will be kosher.